This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're ready to get this one underway. Oh, they messed up the toss, so we'll do it again.
False start.
The tip is going to be controlled by the Miners. They're in their black uniforms. Michael Robbins, the 5'9 senior, will bring it down on a dribble. Head over to the left wing. Now he'll kick it back up top to Taylor. Taylor with the ball, dishes off to Anthony Cravagna. He'll go back around the perimeter looking for a swing man through the middle. That was Devin Stroh. He'll get the ball at the free throw line, pop out to the top, then dish it off into a drive to the lane is Michael Robbins. His shot rolls off the rim. And back the other way comes Zane Langelier for the North Mac Panthers. So Langelier gives the ball out top to Tanner Wilson, the freshman. And now he'll dish it back off to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk looking for a cutter. Oh, an errant pass went right through where it was supposed to go, but Jake Malink corrals it over on the far side. Back it goes to Langelier from the elbow. His shot's a little long, a little strong. Michael Robbins comes up with the rebound, and the Miners head back the other way. They'll set things up with Robbins on the point. He'll have a high post. Devin Stroh, the 6'6 sophomore. Off on the wing, it'll go to Stroh. Now they'll swing it back the other way to Cravagna. As Cravagna goes into the lane, he's going to be fouled from behind. It'll be a reach-in foul on the Panthers. This one will go against number one, Jake Malink. It'll be his first, and an inbounds coming for the Miners underneath their own basket. They'll get the ball in. No, they won't get the ball in, as it's going to be deflected out of bounds by Sam Mount, the 6 foot junior. So they'll try it again, and coach says, let's get a different trigger man. Cravagna, the 6 foot sophomore, will take the ball out, looking for somebody to get it inbounds to. He'll get it into Frankie Barrett, 6 foot sophomore. Barrett kicks it off to the big guy, Stroh, who gives it right back to him. Now over to Cravagna. Cravagna trying to do a little dribble drive as he gets a screen and heads down the lane. As he goes down the right side of the lane, got the ball caught on his hip for a travel. So Gillespie commits the turnover. And the Panthers of North Mac playing on their home court in this, the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. They'll get the ball. Malink with it over on the left wing. Swings it up top to Mount. Sam goes inside to Langelier. Off the glass, a little too hard. Fighting for the rebound. Langelier is going to get caught with his hand in the cookie jar as he's reaching in for foul number one, team foul number two on the Panthers. Played a minute and a half. No one has scored just yet. Gillespie comes in as the number seventh seeded team in the county. North Mac number three. Gillespie with a loss to Staunton 53-34 Saturday. North Mac with a win over Bunker Hill 55-33 on Saturday. These two teams playing, and of course North Mac with a win could get into what would in essence be a semifinal game Friday night when they would take on Staunton, the previous winner. Back the other way, the Miners lose the ball but get it right back. They'll take it inside. Dominic Taylor going to give the ball off in a wing to Cravagna, and as Cravagna went driving, he got his feet moving before he got the ball to the floor. Referee says, that's traveling, young man. So we've had a couple of turnovers, but we've had no points scored, as we're a little over 2 minutes into this game. Tanner Wilson on the dribble. Got the reach around there, and coming up and underneath him, I believe that's going to be Frankie Barrett. Nope, they're not going to charge him with a foul. They're just going to say he knocked it out of bounds. And I thought for sure that they would get him for undercutting. Could have been a clipping call, but no foul was called. They said no harm, no foul. Keep the ball, North Mac. They do. Over on the wing it goes to Dane Van Buskirk. Now back to the other side. They'll skip it to Mount. Down in the corner it goes to Wilson. His three-point shot's up. No good. And Anthony Cravagna skies to the rebound. He'll give a lead pass down at the other end to Frankie Barrett. His three-point attempt up. No good. Fighting for the rebound, it comes down to the North Mac Panthers as Jake Malink gets the ball. He'll swing it over on the wing and back up top to Van Buskirk, who'll drive right down the lane. Little left-hand scoop shot will not go, but he'll go to the free throw line as he was fouled in the act of shooting. This foul is going to go against Dominic Taylor. First foul against the Miners. We'll send Dane Van Buskirk, a 6'1 senior, about a 50% free throw shooter on the season. He's going to shoot two. He'll eye the first one, try the first one. It rolls out. He can't buy the first one. The lefty's going to get another one. And you know what they say about lefties. They never miss two in a row. We shall see here as Van Buskirk eyes the second one, tries the second one. Oh, he couldn't buy the second one. So he blew that there, all the smithereens. Into the corner it goes to Frankie Barrett. Barrett, as he's trying to make a move, is going to be fouled by number 32, and that'll be Sam Mount. He had a blocking foul there. So now Malink will have a seat. End of the ball game is Will Downs for the Panthers. Going inside. Power play there by the Miners. Going to draw him two free throws. As that time it was Anthony Carvagna who went strong to the hole and drew the foul. This one goes against Will Downs just in the ball game. He'll pick up the first. Carvagna shot up and short. Anthony, about a 73% free throw shooter on the season. He'll get another one. We're still looking for our first points of the game. We've played a little over 3 minutes. Carvagna eyes the second one, tries the second one, and buys the second one. So 3 minutes into the game, we finally get our first point on the board. Inside the ball goes to Langelier. He lost it, but it was controlled out there by Downs. Downs kicks it over on the wing, and it'll go down in the corner to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk goes inside to Langelier. Langelier with a pass across the lane to Sam Mount. Mount's shot was partially blocked, and the Miners come away with it. Back the other way, they'll go quickly as it is shot up, and no good. Nobody can get the lids off these baskets today. Langelier says, let me take it in with a little authority. He does, but he's double-teamed and fouled in the act of shooting. The foul will go against Devin Stroh, who will pick up his first, team second. To the free throw line goes Zane Langelier. He's going to shoot a couple. Panthers are 0 for 2 from there thus far. Make it 1 for 3 as he gets his first one to drop. He gets the Panthers on the board and ties this up 1-1. He will get another one. As he eyes it, he tries it, and he buys it. So Langelier is 2 for 2, and having a seat will be Sam Mount as Grant Thorman comes into the ball game. Thorman, a 5'7 sophomore, will hit the point of the defense for the Panthers. Inbounds it comes to Robbins. Robbins on the dribble, being guarded by Wilson. He'll kick it over on the wing to Stroh. Stroh brings it back up top to Carvagna. Over to the right corner it goes to Taylor. Taylor drives baseline, has his shot rejected by Van Buskirk, who comes up with it, Langelier, who comes up with it and goes coast to coast and gets a shot to drop. Zane Langelier with a good defensive play at one end, a good drive the length of the floor, and a strong move to the basket for his first bucket, making it 4-1 in favor of North Mac. Going to have a timeout here by Gillespie as Coach Casey Shoulders doesn't like what he's seeing. 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. 4-1 is our score. Panthers of North Mac with the lead. We'll be back after this one message on WSMI. Following the timeout, Anthony Carvagna will be the trigger man as he's standing right in front of the North Mac bench. He'll get the ball in to Michael Robbins, the 5'9 senior, will set the offense up. Got a high post coming up to set him a pick, and that's Devin Stroh. Instead, he'll move Stroh right on out on the perimeter, then give him the ball. They'll look inside for Taylor. He spins away from his defender and goes straight to the basket. Outstanding move there by Dominic Taylor. He gets two and draws the Miners to within one. It's 4-3, North Mac with the lead and the ball. Langelier with a kick pass over to Wilson. Wilson goes inside as he hits Cole Etter just into the ball game, and Etter gets a shot to drop for his 2 points, first 2 points of the game, making it 6-3. So North Mac utilizing an awful lot of their bench here in the early going as they've gone about 7 or 8 deep, and we've played only about 5 minutes. Robbins with the ball, almost lost it. Instead, he'll pick it up and give it off to Carvagna. Carvagna looking in to go inside to Taylor. Pass and falls off his hands, but he's able to pick it up. But as he bounce passes it, he hits the intended receiver, Carvagna, in the legs. So it'll be turnover number 3 on GHS. Mason Barber comes into the ball game for the Miners, as it will be Tanner Wilson bringing the ball down for North Mac. They'll go over into the corner to Will Downs. Downs will go back up top to Sam Mount. Mount from the elbow on the right side. It's up, and it's good. Sam Mount averaging about 13 points a game. Picks up his first 2 points of the game. Makes it 8-3. North Mac with the lead. Gillespie going to go down the lane. A bounce pass inside is deflected and goes out of bounds as Frankie Barrett was trying a baseline pass, trying to find Mason Barber. Instead, he found a Panther's foot. It'll go out of bounds and be Gillespie's ball. Robbins will inbound. As he has three cutters going through the lane one at a time, none of them were open. Finally, a five-second count gives the ball back to the Panthers, and Coach T.J. Wilson very pleased with the defense on that inbound play. So the Panthers will take it the other way. It'll be Thorman on the guard position. He'll give the ball inside. They'll dish it off to Sam Mount, and Mount gets his second bucket in the last couple of minutes. Give him 4 points. Give the Panthers a 10-3 lead. Coach Wilson continuing to put substitutions in there one at a time. He's looking to get Van Buskirk back in there, but first the Panthers steal. They'll go the other way. Shots up, no good. Etter with a rebound. Now finally Barber comes away with a rebound for the Miners. So they had the opportunity but couldn't get the score for the Panthers. They'll go the other way, and that'll be a traveling call against Michael Robbins as he was trying to go in and make a power foot, double foot stop and kind of shuffle his feet for the turnover. So North Mac will get the ball back. Ryan Gustafson will throw it in to Thorman. Thorman gets it over on the wing to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk goes inside. Getting the ball up is Mount. His shot goes off the iron, but he'll go to the free throw line as Sam Mount was fouled in the act. Foul is going to go against Alex Ottersberg, who's just into the ball game. Ottersberg picks up his first third team foul. Mount to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. He's got 4 points, looking for number five, and he found it. Malink's going to come back into the ball game as Cole Etter will have a break, and Nick Spencer will replace Michael Robbins in the minor lineup. Nick Spencer, a 5'10 senior. As Mount gets ready for his second free throw, and he makes it, giving him 6 points on the night, giving the Panthers a 12-3 lead. 1:29 showing on the first quarter clock. Steal by Van Buskirk, and now going back the other way, he'll kick it back in, kick it back out, shoot from the corner. It won't go. Out of bounds, ball last touched by Cravagna. So the Miners have picked up 3 points here in the first quarter. They picked up 6 turnovers, and even when the ball's bouncing, it's not bouncing the right way, as that one simply went off of Cravagna's hands as he reached up trying to get it before it went out of bounds. 3-point shot from the left side or right side is no good, but the Panthers come up with a rebound. They'll give it to Malink. Malink's going to dish it off over on the wing to Mount. They'll go back up top, giving the ball off to Gustafson. And as Ryan, the 5'6 senior, goes to the lane, his shot will not roll in, but he'll roll himself up to the free throw line as the foul's going to go against Mason Barber. Barber will pick up his first free throw is up, and it's good. Ryan Gustafson got his first point of the night. As now having a seat will be Sam Mount. Coming in to replace him will be Evan Langelier. And before we take the second free throw, we'll have a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout, 59 seconds to go in quarter number one. 13-3 North Mac. Back after this one message on WSN. At the scorer's table, they have just inserted a revolving door. Both coaches are substituting quite a bit, shall we say, as the second free throw is up and no good for Gustafson. They fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the Miners, so it'll be remain North Mac ball. Van Buskirk will be the trigger person. He's looking to get it in to Gustafson. Ryan with the ball swings it over to Malink on the right side. Into the final minute we go. With the ball is Grant Thorman. Left-hand layup off the glass is good. Grant Thorman with his first 2 points of the game. The 5'7 sophomore comes up with two, making it 15-3. Now there's going to be a reach-in foul called against Van Buskirk. That will be his first. Fifth team foul against the Panthers. As North Mac putting on some pressure defense, looking for a trap if it presents itself. Cravagna bringing the ball down on the dribble. Is going to stop and pop from 12. Yes. Cravagna with a nice looking shot there as he just simply stopped on the right side of the lane about 12 feet away and drained that one neatly to make it 15-5. Back comes Van Buskirk as he'll get the ball off to Langelier. That's Evan Langelier. Thank you very much. And Evan goes across the lane with a little finger roll. Gets his shot to drop. So Evan Langelier with two. We head down to the final 10 seconds. Coming down quickly is Cravagna to the corner. He faces a double team. He'll give the ball up to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk loses control. The ball goes out of bounds. And that's the end of the first quarter. After one period of play, it is North Mac 17, Gillespie 5. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Quarter number one is in the books here at the Macoupin County Tournament. As we start the second quarter, North Mac will get the ball, and they will proceed to turn the ball over. I have that down as their first turnover on the game. It'll give the ball back to the Miners. As it comes in to Dominic Taylor, off on the wing, left-hand jumper. Got him for three. Devin Stroh gets bottom of the net. Wasn't sure if they were going to give him three or not there. Wasn't sure exactly where his feet were, but they said, yep, he was out far enough. 3 points for Stroh makes it a 17-8 game. Back the other way, shots up by Wilson. Three-point line right at the head of the key. It comes up short. Cravagna comes away with it. He'll give it off to Robbins. Robbins is going to try to drive baseline. He's going to be stopped there by Evan Langelier, who's going to pick up his first foul. Langelier didn't get his position in time. That'll be his first, team six. So Gillespie will be in the bonus after they inbounds for the rest of the first half. Cravagna looking. He inbounds, but to the wrong guy. Sam Mount with a steal. He's going to give it to the trailer. The trailer coming in was Evan Langelier. Now they'll go back the other way to Wilson. Wilson comes driving across, and he travels for the second turnover of the evening on North Mac. So Gillespie will inbound, and it will be Michael Robbins bringing it down on the dribble. He gets away from the defense of Wilson, and he'll go behind his back, out between the circles, got a 5-second count going. He's got to do something with it quick. He penetrates and then kicks the ball back out top to Stroh. Devin with the ball, dishes over to Cravagna. It goes from left side to right side. Illegal pick going to be called on Dominic Taylor as he got knocked to the ground, but he kind of smiles as the referee is explaining to him, you didn't quite get set. He said, well, I got set right on my rear end. That's what happened. And so it will be an illegal pick, which is also a turnover for the Miners. That'll be their eighth, giving the ball back to North Mac with 6:52 to go till halftime. 17-8 is our score. As the pass will come in, and they'll go to Langelier, easy for you to say, as he'll take it up off the glass. So the lob pass found Langelier on the side of the lane, and he knew what to do with it. Keep it high, square to the basket, go to the hole. He has 2 points in the quarter. Zane has 6 points in the game. It's 19-8. The Panthers with an 11-point lead. Inbound pass into the low post, comes back out to Frankie Barrett. Barrett fires a three up. It won't go. Quickly going the other way. There's going to be a traveling call on Langelier as Zane was heading to the basket. Now Dane Van Buskirk will come back into the lineup as he will replace Evan Langelier. So we just have one Langelier in there at this time. Thank you very much. Back the other way go the Miners. Robbins on the dribble, being closely guarded out there by Van Buskirk. He'll try to pass the ball in the corner, and it's going to be stolen by Wilson. Back the other way, lead pass, finds a wide open Van Buskirk for an easy two. Dane has his first 2 points, averaging about 5 points per game. Makes it 21-8. Cravagna lost the ball on his hip, but he was able to stop, keep those feet from moving, so he avoided the turnover, but he'll get the ball back and go up top. Now over on the wing, Cravagna gives it off to Robbins. Robbins being guarded by Wilson, goes to the hole, stops and pops from 12, and it's good. Michael Robbins with his first 2 points of the game makes it 21-10, an 11-point lead for the Panthers. Wilson with the ball goes inside to Mount. He'll kick it back outside to Van Busker. They'll go back inside to Mount, and as Mount tries to make a move to the basket, he's going to be hit pretty soundly there by Nick Spencer. Spencer's going to pick up the foul. It'll be his first, and it'll be 16 foul against the Miners. He will have a seat as Frankie Barrett comes back into the lineup. So Robbins is in there along with Frankie Barrett and Cravagna, as well as Taylor and Strope. So it's the original starting five for the Miners. Into the corner, three-point attempt up. The shot is no good. However, the Panthers get their own rebound. They'll kick it out to Thorman. Thorman's going to pass to the wing and then cut through. They'll reverse and bring it back to the left wing. Langelier, Zane that is, with a shot that will not go. However, coming up with the rebound is Cole Etter. The putback is up and no good, but there's a follow-through by Dane Van Buskirk, and Van Buskirk gets the points, his fourth point of the game. So Van Buskirk has four. The Panthers have 23. They lead by 13, 23-10, as we hit the halfway mark of the second quarter. Cravagna with the ball into the corner to Taylor. Taylor's trying to go inside to the low post as he'll post up Frankie Barrett. He'll kick back over to the other side to Robbins. Robbins on the elbow, going to drive into the lane. He'll stop, he'll spin, he'll shoot, he'll score. Nice move by Michael Robbins as he picks up his fourth point of the game, all of them coming here in the second quarter. 23-12, Panthers with the lead, Panthers with the ball. Langelier on the dribble gives the ball off to Thorman. Grant brings it back up top and gives it off to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk to Langelier, baseline drive up and good. Zane Langelier with a baseline drive went under the basket, got the reverse layup off the glass. Doesn't get much better looking than that. 25-12, Panthers with the lead, Miners with the ball. Stroh thought about a shot from the left elbow. Instead, he'll kick it down in the corner to Robbins. Robbins going to try to drive, and he'll stop at the elbow. He can't find anything open, so he'll give it off to Cravagna. Cravagna going to the basket, and he plows over one of the Panther defenders, but the Panther defender evidently did not get set, as it's going to be called on number two, Grant Thorman. Thorman will pick up his first. That's 17 foul, so that is going to send the Miners to the free throw line to shoot the bonus. Going to the stripe will be Anthony Cravagna. He made 1 for 2 from there earlier. He has 3 points on the evening. He'll take a spin that ball in his hands, 3 or 4 dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. Give him 4 points. Give the Miners 12. They trail 25-12 as Mount will come back into the lineup. And Van Buskirk will have a seat for Coach T.J. Wilson. Second free throw coming from Cravagna. He'll eye it, he'll try it, he'll buy it. That one rattled around, act like it wanted to kick out, but just didn't have enough energy to do so. He gets a drop, 5 points for Cravagna. 25-14 is the Panther lead. Langelier with the ball, inside they'll go, giving it off to Mount. Mount with a turnaround jumper on the baseline. Nice move by Sam Mount. His first points of the second quarter. He has 2 in the quarter, he has 8 in the game. And it's 27-14 as we hit the 3-minute mark of the second quarter. Panthers in control of the score. Miners in control of the ball. Robbins dribbling out front. Being guarded closely there. Gives it off to Taylor. Now to go down into the corner. Shots up by... Nope, they're only going to give him 2. Cravagna was right close to the 3-point line. But they're going to say, Anthony, you were just a little bit inside the three-point line. Give Cravagna 4 points in the quarter, 7 points in the game. Panthers come down and lose the ball in the lane. The Miners come away with it. Fourth miscue of the game. Is Cravagna going to try a three-pointer this time? He made sure he's behind the line. Problem is he couldn't get the right range, and it'll go out of bounds. Frankie Barrett returns to the Gillespie lineup as it'll be Alex Ottersberg having a seat. 2-2-2 showing on the second quarter clock. 27-16 is the Panther lead. Got a report from Litchfield that Pena and Lebanon were going into overtime. inside, wide open. Oh, decided he didn't want to take the shot. Cole Etter had the shot, but he decided he would try to feed Sam Mount over on the other side. The ball's knocked out of bounds. And so the Panthers will inbound at the 2:06 mark. Well, the inbound trying to force the ball inside, get it into Langelier. They cannot do so and pick up turnover number 5. It is deflected and stolen by the Miners. Back the other way goes Frankie Barrett. His shot goes off the iron and out of bounds. They're going to say it touched the line, last touched by Gillespie. So it'll be North Mac ball with 1:53 to go. 27-16 is the Panther lead. Tanner Wilson bringing it down on a dribble. Now he'll go over on a wing to Will Downs. Inside to Langelier. His shot won't go. Tried to shoot that right-hand layup on the left side of the lane and could not get the spin on it. Reach-in foul going to be called now. This one's going to go against Thorman, I do believe. Grant going to be caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Two white. That will be Thorman's second foul. And once again, it'll send Anthony Carvagna to the free throw line to shoot the bonus. First free throw's up, and no good. Well, I guess they're saying he was in shooting mode. I didn't think he was in shooting mode yet, but he's going to get a second free throw. Nobody seems to be complaining, nor shall I. Carvagna, who's 3 for 5, make it 4 for 6 as he gets that shot to drop. So give him now 5 points in the quarter, 8 points in the game. It's a 10-point lead, 27-17 for the Panthers. He'll go down in the corner to Wilson. He'll bring it up on the dribble and give it to Thorman. Thorman goes back into the corner to Langelier. Langelier out on dribble. He picked it up wanting to pass and decided not. Put it back down for another dribble, and that's a no-can-do. Turnover number 6, and I would have to say that right now, Coach T.J. Wilson not as happy with his Panthers as he would like to be. He's played a lot of players, but the chemistry is just not what he would like for it to be, and that's going to happen when you bring so many different players in. Langelier with a steal, and as they fight for the ball, it's going to be the Miners who get it. They'll bring it back in to the opposite side. Baseline shot will not go, but Gillespie fighting on the boards get another attempt. It won't go. Mount comes up with a rebound. He'll give it ahead to Thorman. Thorman will give it to Langelier. Langelier with a circus shot as he'll get it to drop, giving him 6 and a quarter, 10 in the game. 29-17, 12-point bulge for the Panthers. Down to 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Frankie Barrett with the ball, tried to pass it inside. Goes right into the hands of the Panthers. They'll go back to Langelier again. He'll shoot the left-hand layup, and it'll go. They'll count the basket and give Langelier a free throw. Black 24, that'll be Anthony Carvagna picking up the foul. It'll be his first. Langelier with his 8th point of the quarter, looking for number 9. Nope, it rolls off. He can't get it to go. He's got 9 in the quarter, 13 for the game. We're down to the final 25 seconds. First half just about to come to a close. It's been a good half for the Panthers as they lead 31-17. Against the Gillespie Miners. Miners are number 7 seed in the tournament. North Mac a number 3 seed. Miners will hold it with 10 seconds to go. They'll wait for the last shot of the quarter. Carvagna with the ball between the circles. He's going to drive down to the elbow. Now he'll give off on the wing to Taylor. Taylor's three-pointer is up, and it's good. At the buzzer, Dominic Taylor with a three-point shot that drops on the buzzer, making our score at halftime. North Mac 31, Gillespie 20. We'll take a break. Come back after these messages on WSMI. 31-20 is our score here at halftime. North Mac with the lead over the Gillespie Miners. Want to remind you that this quadruple header will have one more game coming your way. When we get finished here, we'll head back over to the Litchfield tournament and give you the call of the Litchfield Metro East Lutheran game. Hopefully that one's going to come your way around 9:30, perhaps a little bit earlier. We shall see. But in any event, stay tuned. And, of course, tomorrow night we have some more games coming your way. We'll have live action from here at the Macoupin County Tournament. It'll be girls' night tomorrow night here at the county. Southwestern and North Mac will play at 6, followed by Gillespie and Bunker Hill at 7:30. Those two girls' games. Then we'll take you back over to the Litchfield Tournament for boys' action. Hillsboro and Nokomis should be a good one coming your way at about 9 o'clock. Tomorrow night. We're ready to start third quarter action. The Miners get the ball first. Robbins with the ball. He'll dish it off to Stroh. Stroh kicks it out top to Cravagna. Cravagna brings it over from right to left. Now into the lane. Stop and pop from 15. And it's good. Anthony Cravagna makes a nice quick move into the lane and stops and pop just inside the elbow. 10 points for Cravagna, makes it a 9-point game. 31-29 as Van Buskirk brings the ball up top. And he'll swing it over to the left side into the corner for Wilson. His 3-point attempt comes up a little bit short. They'll fight for the rebound. Cravagna will come away with it for GHS. He'll bring it down on the dribble, and then as he tries to get the ball into the corner, it's going to be deflected and stolen by the Panthers. Turnover number 10 on the Miners. Gives the ball back to Malink and the Panthers. Oh, a nice inside pass to Sam Mount as he wrapped that one around. The defender found Mount spinning to the basket off the glass and good. Mount has 10, and the Panther lead is back to 11, 33-22. On the dribble is Robbins. Robbins brings it back up top, gives to Cravani. Into the lane, stop and pop again. This one comes up a little bit short, and the Panthers are going to seal off the baseline and let it go out of bounds. Cravagna just didn't have enough oomph on that shot. It's what you call a 14-footer from 15 feet. It goes out of bounds, and the Panthers will bring the ball back the other way. We've played a minute and a half. It's still an 11-point game. Panthers are going to go a lead, lob pass, and the shot is going to be missed as that was the old alley-oop to Van Buskirk, but he couldn't get the ball up over the rim. Back the other way, the Miners come up with a 3-point shot by Frankie Barrett. It comes up short as well. And so now Wilson with the ball goes down in the corner, dishing it off to Langelier. Into the opposite corner, it'll go to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk with a nice pass through two defenders as he finds Sam Mount. And Mount once again gets himself positioned on the blocks. And as soon as he gets that pass, he goes straight up, 4 and a corner, 12 in the game for Sam Mount. 35-22 is the North Mac lead. Robbins brings the ball down on the dribble, and now he'll try to get the ball off to Cravagna. It's going to be deflected and out of bounds. Dane Van Buskirk, the 6'1 senior, got a paw on that one. Sent it skyward. Now they'll inbound, will the Miners, to Frankie Barrett. Barrett will give the ball off to Robbins. Robbins going to swing it down to Devin Stroh. Stroh at the free throw line, extended over on the right side, looking for cutters coming through the middle. Now they'll find Cravagna on the baseline. He'll go off the glass strong. Anthony Cravagna with a good power move to the hole. He'll get the shot to drop, and he'll have an opportunity to complete an old-fashioned three-point play. Jake Malink will pick up his second foul of the game, first foul of the second half, as Cravagna with 4 points in the quarter, still setting on fours. He misses the free throw, and Mount comes away with a rebound. So it's still an 11-point game, 35-24. North Mac with the lead and the ball. Coming back up top is Malink. He'll dish it off to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk to Langelier, who spins into the lane. Left-hand scoop shot is good. Zane Langelier with a nifty move in the lane as he does a 360, and he gets the shot to drop. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Down the baseline goes Cravagna, and he's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. Take it to the hole, and good things can happen. That's what they always say. Langelier will pick up his second foul to the free throw line. Cravagna, Anthony has made a living there today. His first one's up. It won't go. So he's missed two in a row now. He made 4 out of 6 in the first half. So now he's 4 out of 8. About a 73% shooter from the free throw line on the season. Cravagna eyes the second one, tries the second one, and buys the second. Give Anthony 5 points in the quarter, 13 points in the game, 37-25. They'll go into Mount again. Another power move. I saw those power moves made Saturday morning, and I'm seeing being made again on Friday night, or on Monday night. Cravagna with the ball down the other way. He'll go and kick it off on the wing to Devin Stroh. Stroh gets his baseline jumper to go, giving him 5 points. You get that ball down inside, you don't mess around, you just go up strong. It's been working for Sam Mount here in the second half. Wilson with a 3-point shot comes up short. Wilson's shot is short. Taylor comes away with a rebound for GHS. The Miners head the other way, seeing if they can get this deficit into single digits. As Cravagna tries to head to the basket, going to be a blocking foul called on the Panthers, as this one will go against Dane Van Buskirk. He'll pick up his second. So the Panthers have four different guys with two fouls apiece as Cravagna will inbound the pass to Mazinda Taylor in the corner. Taylor will give the ball back to Stroll. Stroll looking inside finds Frankie Barrett. His reverse layup will not go. Panthers going the other way. Taylor comes through, slices and dices, and gets in front of the passing lane, makes a steal. He'll go the other way and draw the charge. As that time, a good job by Jake Malink of holding his ground. And Robbins thought he could charge his way into the basket, but that wasn't going to happen. Malink's going to have a seat as he'll be replaced by Will Downs. And looks like Thorman comes back into the ball game as Van Buskirk will have a seat. And also re-entering the contest is Cole Etter. Etter, a 5'10 sophomore. Inbounds pass comes in to Thorman, a 5'7 sophomore. He'll give it off to Wilson, a freshman at 5'8. He'll go the other way, pass it out of bounds. That was an errant pass, an unforced error on the Panthers. That'll be their eighth turnover of the game. And so they'll make another substitution, as it's going to be Ryan Gustafson coming into the game. And they say he reported too late, and the official won't let him in. He forgot to say, "Mother, may I?" In any event, the Miners are going to inbound with 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. They trail by 10, 37-27. With the ball is Michael Robbins. Robbins goes inside to Taylor. Baseline shot. Oh, he has the ball stripped. It never got up off the ground there as he put the ball to the floor. And it was taken away there by Grant Thorman. Back the other way. Shot by Wilson for three. Nope. He's coming up a little bit short every time tonight. He's right on line, just catching that front iron each time. Now back the other way. Barrett's going to try to get to the hole, and Barrett twists his ankle as he goes to the bucket, and he also picks up a foul. So Frankie Barrett will pick up his first foul as he was trying to force his way to the basket. Panthers doing a pretty good job of holding their position and drawing these offensive fouls. Now Gustafson gets to come into the ballgame. Wilson will have a seat. Also in the re-entering the ball game is Cole Etter, is going down Gustafson with a nice pass for Langelier. Langelier is going to get the 2 points, but I'll tell you what, that was an outstanding pass that time by Gustafson as he led him right to the basket on the little diagonal pass. 39-27 as we hit the three-minute mark. Going to be a foul called against the Panthers. It's going to be a pushing foul called against Cole Etter. So Etter's going to pick up his first. That'll be the third team foul against the Panthers as Frankie Barrett will have a seat. He'll be replaced in the Miner lineup by Alex Ottersberg. Miners will inbound under their own basket. Cravagna gets it in. Oh, he almost got it in. It was almost stolen, but somehow or another, Robbins was able to corral it. Being guarded closely there by Gustafson. He'll give the ball off. No, he'll keep it himself. Now he tries to give the ball off to Cravagna, and it is stolen by Gustafson, who goes behind his back as he goes across midcourt. Now he'll kick it down in the corner, giving it off to Thorman. Thorman tried to feed the low post. The ball's rolling free. We've got bodies all over the place, and a jump ball is going to be called. The arrow is favoring North Mac. So with 2:39 to go here in the third quarter, North Mac with a 39-27 lead, as they will bring the ball in and give it off to Grant Thorman. Thorman dishes it off on the wing to Gustafson. Back up top to Thorman for a three. No, they'll go inside to Langelier. Oh, pump fake off the glass and in as he was undercut while he was airborne, but had the presence of mind to keep the shot going up strong. Six in the quarter for Langelier. Foul on the play is going to go against Dominic Taylor. It'll be his third. Langelier will attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw will not go. That's one thing he's had trouble. After making his first two, he's missed his last two. 41-27, 14-point lead for the Panthers. Down to 2:15 in the third as Cravagna wants to set the offense up. He'll go up to the head of the key, looking inside, trying to find Devin Stroh. Stroh wants to spin to the basket. Langelier doesn't want to let him. He'll kick it back out and instead give it to Taylor, who gets 3 points as Taylor goes bottom of the net for the second time tonight. Taylor with his second three gives him 8 points on the night. Back the other way, Langelier with the ball over on the left wing. He'll swing it back up top to Thorman. Thorman's going to go into the lane. He'll spin down the left side off the glass. Will not go. fighting for and getting the rebound is Alex Ottersberger. Going back the other way, shots up. No, they're not going to give him that shot. What a move that was by Carvagna, but they're going to say he was fouled on the floor before he got there. Foul will go against Will Downs. That will be his second, and the Miners will inbound with 1:36 to go. Carvagna, the trigger man, going to get it in to Barrett. Barrett on the left side gives it down to Carvagna. Back up top to Barrett at the elbow on the left side. He'll give it to Taylor, who'll drive the lane, stop and pop from 10, rolls around, goes down. Dominic Taylor with 5 in the quarter, 10 in the game. Langelier thinking about a 3. Instead, he'll take a couple of dribbles and give it off to Thorman. Thorman with a little reach around bounce pass gets it back in the corner for 3. Nope, they gave him 2. So just inside the 3-point line. So Thorman comes up with his second bucket of the night. Give him 4 points in the final minute of the third quarter we go. 43-32. It's been an evenly played third quarter. 11-point lead for the Panthers at halftime. 11-point lead as we play on right now. To Taylor, it goes up top over to Carvagna on the right wing. Carvagna says, let's pull things out with 40 seconds to go. Let's set the offense. He's going to pull out near the midcourt line, then give the ball off to Taylor on the right wing low. Back up top, it comes to Robbins. Robbins being guarded there by Gustafson. He'll try to drive, faces a double team, so he'll kick it back to Carvagna. Now with 25 seconds to go, Carvagna puts the ball on his hip, says, let's wait a little bit. He'll drive down the right side now and then bring the ball back out to midcourt. We're down to 15 seconds to go in the quarter, still 43-32. Panthers with the lead, Miners with the ball. Back goes Carvagna, stopping and popping off balance shot from 15 feet out. It won't go, fighting for the rebound. Taylor comes up with it, handy over. His shot goes over the rim before they can get a put back in. The horn sounds to end the third quarter. After three quarters of play here at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament, it is North Mac 43, Gillespie 32, back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Fourth quarter action about ready to begin. Gillespie's going to get the ball back to start the fourth quarter, trailing by 11. A lot of people would say this is already somewhat of a victory, moral victory for the Miners, but I don't think they're looking for a moral victory. They'll turn the ball over on their first possession. Back the other way goes Jake Malink. He'll go coast to coast, get the finger roll layup from the left side. His first points of the game. Turnover number 12 on the Miners, and that makes the lead 13. Back the other way, trying to get the shot up, looking for the foul. It wasn't forthcoming, as that time Michael Robbins got his arm touched perhaps, but the referee didn't see it that way. Now as they try to wrap the ball around on a bounce pass, Wilson's trying to get it inside, and the foul's going to go against the Miners, Frankie Barrett. Barrett said, hey, I had position. He was the one hitting me, but the official says didn't see it that way. On Barrett, that will be his second foul. Panthers will inbound to Wilson. His shot won't go. Once again, Sam Mouse right there to get a rebound. His putback will not go. They'll try it again. They'll call the foul this time on Carvagna. Mount is doing an outstanding job of powering his way into the basket. Now they'll inbounds a lob pass straight into Langelier, and he never brings the ball down. Keeps the ball high above his head. One quick bound to the basket. And 20 points in the book for Zane Langelier now. And that lead, which was down to 11, has now swelled to 15. And now the Miners throw the ball away on a, I'm sorry to say any other word to excuse it, but it was a silly pass. Nobody was there contesting it. It just was kind of one of those nonchalant passes. It'll go down as turnover number 13 on the Miners. Coach Solder said, we can't have that. Let's take a timeout and talk things over. 6:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. 47-32 is our score. Panthers with a lead when we come back after these messages on WSMI. We come back to live action, a report from the Litchfield tournament. An upset of making as Lebanon defeated Painter tonight, 54-51 in overtime. They're not finished over there at Litchfield, because when we're done here, we're going to send you back to the Litchfield tournament. Litchfield and Metro East Lutheran coming your way at about 9:30. Well, perhaps a little earlier. We shall see. 6:30 showing on our clock. But Litchfield Metro East should be another good one. We've got a good one here as Langelier trying to post up low. He'll spin, he'll shoot, he'll miss. And the rebound will come away to Mason Barber. Back the other way to Cravagna. His little finger roll goes up and over. Cravagna putting together a good second half as he had 5 in the third quarter. He's got 2 more in the fourth quarter. 15 on the game for Cravagna. Back the other way, Sam Mount is doing his job, getting on the blocks on the opposite side, waiting for the diagonal. That time it was Langelier with the honors. Good pass, good shot, good result. 14 points for Mount, 49-34. It's a 15-point lead. Going to be a blocking foul called on Malink. And Malink says it was his forearm that went into my midsection. And Coach Wilson is, boy, he is arguing the point. And I have to say, from where I was watching, he's got a pretty good argument. But I'll tell you another thing. He's not going to win that argument, as the foul will go against Malink, and that will be his third foul. 16 fouls on the Panthers. So as Barrett goes to the basket, it's going to be another blocking foul called on Sam Mount this time. Mount's going to pick up his second. That will be the seventh foul. Nope. Yes, the seventh foul, so there should be shooting. Should be a one-and-one going here. Now the officials do figure it out that there will be a one-and-one coming. And to the free throw line will go Frankie Barrett. Barrett looking for his first point of the night. Eyes the first one. Tries the first one. Oh, can't buy the first one. That one came off strong. Langelier sealed off on the boards. Now he's going to go right down the lane. Slices and dices right through the defense. Zane Langelier with his 22nd point of the night. Is he ever putting together a good outing? As he averages, as we said, about 13 points a game. He's over his average. Mount averages about 13 points a game, and he's over his average. Back the other way, it is going to be Cavagna with a shot from the elbow over on the right side. He's got 17 points, averaging 12. So Anthony Cavagna is over his average for the season also. Now Sam Mount comes in with a nice power move as he put that ball over on his right hand, used his left shoulder to protect against the defender, put that one up strong. That's what we say, strong moves to the basket using the backboard usually result in good finishes. Right, Brant? 16 points for Sam Mount, 53-36. Pass inside, is up, and the shot's no good. Going to be another foul called, I think, against the Panthers. They're going to go retrieve the ball so the officials don't think they're upset. This foul is going to go against Malink, who will pick up his fourth. And to the free throw line will go Michael Robbins, as he'll be shooting a one-and-one. 18 fouls on the Panthers. Aggressive defense, yes. Question McCall, not really. His one-and-one misses as it goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the orange and black. So the Columbia blue and black will get the ball. North Mac wearing their white uniforms here tonight. Gillespie wearing their black uniforms with the orange and white trim. On the dribble is Malink. He'll swing it over to Wilson. Wilson goes around on the dribble to the free throw line. He's going to get pushed from behind by Frankie Barrett, who Barrett somehow or another either wrenched his knee or his ankle. He's not in too good a shape as he comes off with that third foul. And I think Coach Shultis is going to take him out of the game. Yes, he will, as he'll bring Nick Spencer into the lineup. And Van Buskirk will come back into the lineup for the Panthers. To Mount in the corner, 4:20 to go, 53-36, 17-point lead. Langelier spins, does a 360, doesn't take the shot. Instead, he'll pass it off, give it around on the other side to Van Buskirk, the 6'1 senior, who misses from three-point land. Back coming the other way as Cravagna and the Miners. Cravagna wants a screen. Spencer says, I'll give you one. I'll give you one left or right, whichever you want. Cravagna goes off that screen, stops and pops from 15, and it's good. Spencer with a good screen. Cravagna used it to his advantage. He has 6 and a quarter, 19 in the game. Makes it a 15-point game. Back the other way, Jake Malink held scoreless for 3 quarters, but he's come up with a couple of buckets here. Malink has 4, 55-38 is the lead for the Panthers. Cravagna once again comes down and gets a screen from Spencer. He tried to hit Spencer rolling to the basket. Instead, it's intercepted by the Panthers. Back the other way they go. Shot will drop. Strong move to the basket by Zane Langelier. He'll get the shot to drop, and he'll also go to the free throw line and get an and one as the foul's going to go against Stroh. So Langelier has 6 points in the quarter, looking for number seven. 24 points in the game, looking for number 25. Substitutions getting ready to come in. Cole Etter comes into the ball game already. Also into the contest, Evan Langelier. Free throws up, and it's good for Zane Langelier. Gives him 7 in the quarter, 25 in the game. He'll be replaced by Ryan Gustafson for the Panthers. 3:27 to go, 58-38. The Panther lead, which was down to 11 just a moment ago, has swelled to 20. Cravagna will set things up and get a screen from Taylor. Now he'll go ahead and drive down the baseline. Power move to the basket, down the lane, will not go. Fighting for the rebound, he and Cole Etter will be tied up, and the arrow's going to favor the Panthers this time. So they'll inbound and head the other way as Will Downs, the 6'1 sophomore, gets the ball in to Grant Thorman, a 5'7 sophomore. Over to Gustafson and back up top to Downs. They'll swing the ball around. Getting the ball is Evan Langelier. Back up top it'll go to Cole Etter. Etter to Thorman. Thorman on the dribble, picks it up, goes into the corner. Pump fake, oh, thought he was going to shot. Now Downs will from the head of the key. Bottom of the net. Will Downs was deadly from the head of the key as he gets his first points. It's a three-pointer for Downs. And it's 61-38, Panthers with the lead. Back the other way, looking to go inside. Instead, he'll stop and pop from 10. Falls out of bounds. As the shot comes off short, the Panthers come away with a rebound. They'll head back the other way. 61-38 is the lead. A long three-pointer from the baseline. No good. Coming away with a rebound is GHS. As this time, it was Robbins doing the job. And as Robbins goes down, his shot is going to be blocked by Ryan Gustafson at 5'6". Gustafson stares him down after the blocked shot. I'm sorry, folks. Even Coach Wilson is... can't believe it. He's going to get a technical. And Coach Wilson's shaking his head and smiling at the same time. Son, you got to be smarter with that, but good job. They're going to call it just a regular foul, as it will be to the free throw line. Michael Rollins, he'll get the first one and get another one. Going deeper into the bench is Coach Wilson, as he will now bring in Will Christopher into the lineup. And Jonah Cassens comes into the game as well. Let's see who else we got in there. Cole Kallenbach is in the lineup as well. And it got to be another guy in there. I believe that will be Bryce Trojak. Yeah, Trojak has it as the shot is up and good for Robbins. Now the Panthers going to hold on to the ball and get a offense set up. They'll get the ball into the big guy, and that's Will Christopher. Christopher's shot doesn't go, but Christopher draws the foul. So the big guy, Will Christopher, a 6'4 senior, going to get the ball to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That foul's going to go against Tony Guevara just into the ball game for the Miners, as Christopher's first free throw bounces out. Will not go. He'll get another one. Christopher, a 6'4 senior, coming into the lineup for Gillespie is Devin Sandergaard, as Cravagna will have a seat. Second free throw's up, but it's good. So Christopher is on the boards, in the books, with a point. Inside the two-minute mark we go. 62-40 is the lead for the Panthers. Bringing the ball down is Billy Gill for the Miners. He'll dish it off to Spencer in the corner. Spencer has the ball for three. Yes! Bottom of the net. Nick Spencer drained a three from downtown. Spencer, a 5'10 sophomore. That'll be a little bit of a bright spot. Down at the other end, returning the favor, is number 23, Hunter Smith, as he gets bottom of the net as well. Don't look now, but all of a sudden it's raining threes here in North Mac High School. Back the other way, we're down to 1:19 to go. 65-43 is our score. Another three-pointer up. Oh, this one's a little bit short as Spencer was trying to get on a roll and see if he could make two in a row. Instead, we'll go down the other way. Trojak with the ball, gives it into the corner as he'll dish it off. Shots up, and it's good. As that was Bryce Trojak who comes up with a three. As I said, it's raining threes here in the fourth quarter. These teams have loosened up considerably. 68-43 as we're into our final 40 seconds. Going back the other way, baseline, pass goes in. As it is Guevara with the ball. He'll go back up top, give the ball off. And it'll come back up top as that was Sandergaard with the ball. Back up top, it'll go well. The pass is an error. One goes in there. Nobody was there. They're going to call a foul as this foul is going to go against Will Christopher. So Christopher is going to pick up a foul as he was trying to get the ball. He got a piece of the... That'll be the 10th team foul. And so to the free throw line, it'll send Devin Sandergaard. 10th team foul means that Sandergaard is going to get two free throws. He'll eye the first one. He'll try the first one. Nope, come off strong. He'll get another one. Sandergaard, a 6'2 senior. Got his hands on his hips as he waits for the ball. Now he'll take a couple of dribbles, a little bit of a spin to the ball. Eye the second one, try the second one, buy the second one. There you go. So Sandergaard is in the books with a point as well. Down to the final 20 seconds we go, 68-44. Looks like the Panthers are willing to just ride this one out as it's going to be Hunter Smith who's going to be on the dribble. The Miners are going to let him dribble the ball out, and our final score is going to be North Mac 68, Gillespie 44. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this final game from the Macoupin County Tournament, Day 2. You're listening to WSMI.